The Ticket Time Wasters take the Friday night stage at Hummer Ticket Stock 2004, February 20th. Brought to you by Miller Lite and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It is 6:17. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to The Hardline. Good evening, everybody. I would be Mike Reiner.
I would be Greg Williams.
We are out here at Duke's Original Roadhouse in Addison tonight at Beltline Midway. And we are joined by Giorgio.
Yeah.
Who joined us toward the end of that last segment. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Rines. Doing great.
Well, we are out here getting our heads right with arena football today because the Desperados crank up this weekend. I don't know if you were aware of that.
Oh, I'm very aware of that. You're talking to two of the only guys in the media that are truly plugged into Arena League football in this town.
That's right.
Me
you
and the Hammer. Yes.
Now, we do you know every player on every team?
No, I can't say I know every player on every team, especially this year. There's a lot of new Desperado players.
Well, I was very disappointed to find out the Hammer doesn't know every player on every team either.
We won't by the end of the year.
Yeah.
Because every team we see.
Not only will we know them, we'll have them evaluated.
Yep. We'll tell you who's good and who's not.
Well, here is a guy who probably does know every player on every team in this thing. He is the new Desperados head coach for, what, 2 days now?
2 days, a day and a half, something like that.
He is Will McClay, and he joins us out here. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me out here.
Well, thank you guys, you and all your guys and the Desperado dancers and everybody for being out here today. Everybody's getting all fired up for this thing, and things have kind of taken a sudden twist for you over the last couple of days, as we said.
Yeah.
How's that been for you?
It's been good. Things have happened pretty quick. It's kind of bittersweet. You know, you lose Joe, and he's a good coach and also a lot of entertainment for all of us. And so now we have to kind of gather ourselves and get ready to play the first ball game.
You know, well, don't you feel like it's going to be tough to replace me? A lot of things I've done for the Desperados over the years.
All kinds.
Different.
Just different things and types of things and things that we did.
That's pretty good.
You know, it's got to be kind of tough for you because, you know, you were focused totally on taking care of the defense as a defensive coordinator. And then in the blink of an eye, they're like, oh, by the way, now you're taking over everything. You're the head coach. You're making all the calls.
Well, it's just one of those things you kind of always hope and wish for. And not really taking over everything. We're just kind of moving it along. Joe's gone, and we're kind of continuing what we have going on. I've got two guys that I work with, John Norris and Steve Tung. You know, the way they set it up was Joe was the guy that was the head of it, and he surrounded himself with arena guys. And so we just kind of continue that on. We lost the head,
he was big on delegating, huh?
Well, Joe did his fair share.
I wouldn't say delegating so much.
He'd delegate everything except those special teams.
They delegated the special teams.
Yeah, who does special teams now? John Norris?
John Norris is now the special teams coordinator.
All right.
Because you are a arena lifer. I mean, that's...
For the most part, I graduated from college and went to a couple of NFL teams and got cut because I was too fat, too slow, too something. And the Arena League kind of took me in at the beginning stages of the Arena League, and it brought me back to playing football for the love of it because, you know, after you, when you go through the professional ranks and you get cut, it's not fun anymore. So we started doing it, and it was something that I really enjoyed and got an opportunity to have some success at it. We won three championships in 4 years when I was there, so I was hooked. And then I wanted to coach it. The beautiful part about it is it's a group of guys. It's not like the NFL. It's a group of guys and just like everybody else. And what we do is we go to work every day and we want to win football games and we do it for the love of the game.
Were you in the original camp of the Arena League?
No, I wasn't in the original camp.
Because John was.
John was, yeah. John's that old. Yeah,
he's been there since day one.
That's John's when they had old. Four teams, Rines. 87, right?
Yeah.
The first year of the league, they had four teams. They all had one camp. And they delegated guys to teams, and they played a season with four teams.
Wow.
That was the start of the Arena League.
Well, the first year I played, 1989, it was a year that was kind of in the balance where it wasn't going to survive. And Mike Ilitch, who owns the Red Wings and the Tigers, owned the Detroit Drive, and he kind of funded the league. And so what we would do was every week we'd go to a different city and stay in that city a week. We were like bingo long and traveling all-stars or something. And, you know, it was a... it was a great experience that we kind of continued. Now to see where it's gone is a great deal.
Now, is that in the heyday of the Dallas Texans that we're talking about there?
They got cranked up late 80s.
It was 90s.
Late 80s, early 90s?
90, 91,
Yeah, they had some success down here. But it's amazing that the league started from that, and now you've got NFL owners like the Jones family investing, the Saints, Washington's coming in next year, John Bon Jovi, that's getting all the pub this year. Is
John Elway
in Colorado. And I mean, the league is really gained some stability here in the last couple of years.
Well, when you talk about the Arena League, you know, you and I were talking about this last year, George. You talk about the World Football League, the USFL, the old AFL, and it's lasted, it's lasted longer than all those leagues put together.
Yeah,
because it's different. I think because it's different, and I've been involved in some of those in the XFL and, you know, in the NFL. So it's a different game, and it's where fans can go and they can enjoy themselves, have a great time, be right next to it, and then also realize that, you know, the guys are a part of the community, and it's fun. I mean, you know, you go and, you know, we were talking about hot tubs before. I've been in a couple of arenas where there's been hot tubs.
Hey, let's have hot tub night at the Desperado game.
We should.
You're not
George, you and I could call the game in a hot tub.
Oh, my gosh, that'd be frightening.
Fully clothed, though.
Yeah. We'd wear the long bathing suits.
Yeah.
Then we could wear those old-timey bathing suits with the...
Yeah, like Curly used to wear.
Exactly.
Yeah, that'd be great. Funny.
Boy, I would be there for that game.
Hot tub night. Hey, the big thing, I was talking to these guys, the coaching staff, earlier today. Look around your roster. You're a lot younger. You got a lot. If you're a Desperado fan, you're really going to have to need a roster on Sunday because there's a lot of new players, but... A lot of these guys have come from other teams that have AFL experience. The biggest thing, though, is you lost your quarterback a couple weeks ago in Jim Kubiak, and that's really the biggest X factor on your team right now.
We've had a lot of different things happen in the offseason. You know, you lose free agents because the Arena League now has free agency, you know, and then we go through and we lose our quarterback and then we lose Joe. It's really one of those deals where you can either say, oh, woe is me, or step up to the mic and, you know, and play football. And I think that we've got enough quality guys, enough quality players where, yeah, we'll miss some of those pieces, but we'll replace those, hopefully with better.
Well, I got your answer for that. Sign the great Ben Bennett. He's out there.
I think he's out of the game now.
No, Ben's actually still coaching Arena 2 or something.
Is he coaching?
Yeah.
He's not playing, though.
He's coaching. He thinks he can probably still play because I played against Ben. He probably thinks he can still play.
Who are some of the players, Will, that the fans might keep an eye on this year? You've been here since day one with the Desperados. What are a couple of players that they may want to keep an eye on this year?
You know, we've got, the first one that people are going to ask these questions, and I'm going to put a little pressure on him right now, is Glenn Gant. He's our quarterback stepping in. And Steve Turner, offensive coordinator, has always had success and always had great quarterbacks. And Glenn's the next one in the line there, so we've got to look out for him. Will Pettis, great player, great addition to us last year.
Well, you boys touted him quite a bit last year.
Yeah, we're a big Will Pettis fan. He's a good player.
Well, we've got the next coming of Will Pettis and Bobby Scipio. We added Anthony Ladd from Chicago.
Now, Bobby Scipio, I mean, he's the guy. He tore up the Arena 2.
Up Arena 2. Now, this ain't Arena 2, and we'll find out just how well he can do in Arena 1, and we're putting that pressure on him. But we got some experienced guys from other teams. We're happy to have Ernest Allen, Duke Pettyjohn from Orlando. We've got Derek Stingley, who's a great addition to us. We wanted to add some experienced guys and be more athletic with some more size up front. And I think we've done that. And our pass rush will be a little bit different than it was last year, but it's going to be heat. It's going to be pressure. We're going to be able to put points up on the board. And because of the guys that we've added in the secondary and the guys that we already have, I think we have an opportunity to be very successful.
Now, what kind of coach are you? What do you like to do?
Playmakers, when you attack, you can be successful. And as long as we're on the same page, some of the things that have happened before defensively within this league, things happen real fast, a whole lot faster than they would in the big field. So you got to have guys that can think on their feet and think very quickly. And I think we've done that. But we want to attack and put pressure on the quarterbacks so we can throw the ball up in the air.
When you look at a player, what do you look for an Arena League player? Because it's totally different from the outdoors.
Number one, a guy's got to have a passion for the game. Because if you don't have a passion for the game, you're not going to like getting ran into and run into walls. That's number one. Number two, you've got to have quickness. And some what we call short burst and explosion, because things happen at such a quick rate. You got to have that, and you got to be tough. Got to be tough.
Have you heard my odd claim that I could take an offense in Arena League, and as long as I wouldn't get sacked, I'd give me 3 or 4 seconds to throw it, and I could lead a team down and score? Did you hear that odd claim, Les?
No, I didn't hear
that. Joe never thought I could do it, but I told Hammer I think I could do it. As long as I don't want to get hit. But
well, that's just.
Well, what's the fun of it?
There's no place to hide in that tiny box.
Because these guys are huge. That's why I'm not going to let Shantae Carver come.
Well, yeah, I know that, but then I'm
holcock me.
What is the fun of it if you don't get hit?
I tell you what.
Anybody want to see that is to see you get hit.
I tell you what we'll do. We'll invite you out to a practice and bring some cameras out, and we'll have two pass rushers, and we'll give you three receivers. And,
okay.
Why don't you let me and Grego be the pass rushers? That way we can hit you.
Yeah. And I get a desperado tight end and a desperado guard to block you guys.
Ooh, I will light
up. You get Expo and Jeremy Moran.
All right, we can do that. Because I think, give me Will Pettis and
Steve Tom call your plays.
Okay. I just throw it to who's open. Plays really don't mean too much. I play by feel.
You're
kind of one of those guys.
See, I think I could have been a terrific Arena League player.
I think you would have been, too.
I think I could have been a terrific Arena League player.
I think
player.
He could play that? Fullback linebacker.
No. Now he's more of a wide receiver DB.
Because that's what I always.
You are quick.
I never had a lot of speed, but I could always pretty quick. Then I had it then. I might still be playing at age 44.
Yeah.
I'd have been one of the greatest quarterbacks in Arena League history.
Mike Reiner.
I would light this league up with the jump pass.
Yeah, I used to run the jump pass at T.G. Terry.
D.G. Terry.
Yeah.
Well, Coach, real nice to meet you. We appreciate you and all the other guys being out here today.
Are you nervous?
No, not at all.
You got to be a little bit nervous.
You got to watch out for both of these guys because they both say they hate you.
I know.
That's not true.
I'm nervous
we love
about.
Will.
I'm nervous about
we
you.
Love
they
Will.
Got mic'd up and I don't want to.
Yeah, that's what I was telling him, George. That's all we were concerned about when we heard he was elevated to head coach. And we're like, great, he's good on the mic.
Yeah,
because we had him mic'd a few games last year.
Yeah. I won't give the great coach the quotes as.
Don't coach as much as I did, Will. I won't do you much good. I appreciate the cards too from Papa John's. We appreciate that. Will McClay.
Thanks for coming out here today, Coach.
Appreciate it.
There he is.
Thanks,
Will McClay, the head coach of the Dallas Desperados, out here with us. Now, coming up next, and you probably don't want to go anywhere for this, I'm telling you, because we have a very, very explosive concert calendar on the way.
Oh, really?
You in?
Maybe. Let me see what time our movie starts.
All right. That's next here on The Ticket.